the weevils are native to the region, and the ribbon gums are their preferred host. They're native to eastern Australia. They're found right across eastern Australia, and ribbon gums are also quite a widespread species. They're found in association with each other right across eastern Australia. Yeah, the question is, why just in the Monaro region were they causing this problem? And if it was agricultural practices, as I assumed, then that would indicate that the stress that was being caused to the trees was making them more susceptible to attack by insects. And it could also be that fertilisation was increasing the nutrient content in the leaves. Or it could be that there was some predator or a parasite that was missing from the landscape. But none of those things seemed to really fit in this case because of that lack of difference between reserves and grazed areas. So what I have come to the conclusion is kind of the underlying cause, although it's still kind of unclear exactly what the relationships are, is that it's something to do with the climate in the Monaro region, which is already very harsh and variable. So the Monaro is in a rain shadow caused by the Snowy Mountains, so it has very low rainfall normally in comparison with the surrounding areas. And it also has extremes of heat and cold that make it very difficult for plants to grow. But over the last few decades, due to climate change and in particular the millennium drought, there's been a severe reduction in rainfall, especially in the autumn period, which is an important growth period for the plants in the region because it's sort of a milder climate. So it looks like, yeah, that sort of long-term change and that millennium drought that really just pushed them over the edge. And ribbon gums in particular, I think the reason why they might be being affected more than other species is because they're normally found in wetter areas and they prefer kind of gullies and deep soils. The Monaro region was right on the edge of its range in terms of rainfall. And after that millennium drought caused that reduction in rainfall, I think that may have pushed them beyond a threshold. Like I said, the kind of connections are still a bit confusing because it's not really clear what exactly about the change in climate is causing the weevil infestation. It could be that the trees are under stress because they're in drought, and that's meaning that the weevils can kind of take advantage of that. But it could also be a direct effect on the weevils themselves, that the increase in climate might make them breed faster, they could have more generations in a year, and so that kind of thing could be going on as well. It's a very complicated system, and there's lots of interacting factors going on. So
Catherine Ross says that planting replacement species not from the region is controversial, but the benefits outweigh the risks. Jenny Goldie from Climate Action Monaro is calling for more research to confirm the role of climate change on the Monaro dieback.
Oh, well, there needs to be funding for further research to make sure that it is climate change. So we need either the CSIRO or governmental departments to undertake that research so that we definitely know what the problem is and then take appropriate action. Part of the appropriate action, if it is climate change, is to try and mitigate climate change. And at the moment, we don't have a government, federal government, that's working in that direction. So this may be an opportunity for the government to understand that climate change is already affecting us.
Some of the options for tackling this problem include, you know, replanting native vegetation or trialling different species that may be better suited to the conditions on the Monaro. What do you make of these solutions to the problem?
Well, it's always a danger changing species of trees because you upset the natural balance in nature. But we do need to plant trees for a number of reasons, not only to absorb carbon dioxide, but also to provide shelter for animals, and particularly in a hotter world, if that's what we're facing. And so we do need to trial trees, different kinds, and hopefully not upset the basic ecosystem too much.